so in. And it is in this time that you begin to understand what God has placed in your privileged position and presence, so that you can reach and reap the benefits of being a born-again believer and knowing that what God offers to you is not just for this side. The best, listen to me well, that you can receive on this side cannot even compare to what he's got on the other side. And a whole lot of us are not even experiencing the best on this side. We don't even know the joys of the best of God's blessings here, many of us. We don't even know how to walk in authority on this side. We don't even know how to speak those things that be not, and they've got to come to pass according to the word and our faith on this side. We don't know how to utilize the gifts and ministry that God has given to us that will be of non-effect on the other side. And a whole lot of us are missing out because we really don't know that because he lives, we benefit because we live in him. Now I want to walk through the text a little bit and show you some things. So hopefully when you think about he who is alive forevermore and we are in him, then it'll help us to change many of the thinkings of our own pursuit. Look again at what the word says in verse 27. Now the reason he has made all of this, verse 27 says, that they should seek the Lord. Somebody say, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord if haply. And that means very simply the hope that they might feel after him. Now, I think maybe some of you may know that just because you find him in salvation does not mean that the seeking stops. Because salvation, in finding him in salvation, simply opens up the door.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, what have you just opened up the door to? You've opened up the door to his storehouse. So that means then, if you found him, you have been privileged to come inside the door. But he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And just imagine yourself walking in the most beautiful mansion you've ever seen, and the furthest you've gotten was just inside the door. And you stand there in awe and just look around and don't realize you're not limited to being just at the door, but you can walk in and walk around and you can experience the beauty and the glory of this mansion. But all you've done was just got inside the door sills and just stood there. That's all that happens inside of salvation, because there is so much more that he offers to us. But because we don't understand the word, or don't know the word, or don't apply the word, we don't have the benefits of the word. So keep this in mind. He says that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel. Now this word feel comes from another word that says grope, which means to feel. I think all of us have had the experience one time or another, have gotten up in the dark and was feeling for the light switch. Walked into the house and maybe the lights were cut off, energy introduced you to click.
What you say?
Or Demco or Cleco or whomever. And so then you groping around the house. But do you ever notice how you walk when you grope? I'm gonna help somebody just in the midst that you have not experienced that. When you grope, you don't walk like this. That's not how you grope. When you grope, you walk like this. You don't want to walk too fast because you don't want to stumble on something. Now here's also the inference here. You're groping or trying to feel your way through a place you don't know. It ain't like going in your house and you know where everything is, and you know if you're pretty clean, you know you got a clear pathway. But some of you be groping with the lights on at your house. I'm sorry, I ain't trying to get up in your business. But listen at the word now, because I want you to see this. That they should seek the Lord if perhaps they might feel mean, with an intense search, arms stretched out wide, trying to find him. Isn't that this? Groping. Groping unnerves you because it takes you out of your comfort zone. And may I suggest to you that some of you might not ever get beyond where you are because you are too proud to grope for the Lord. Well, if you don't come to me, if you don't show up in my face, I guess I won't see him because I'm not groping for him. It means to push beyond your place of comfort and seek him with arms stretched out wide because you're trying to touch him. You're trying to get to him. You want to feel him. Listen at this. I want you to see something else. It says, and conjunction, find him. Which means the seeking doesn't stop. The groping doesn't stop until you find him. Now, I might tell you this, my brothers and sisters, because here's what you need to know. That every level, you've got to find him again. Because he takes you to a new place and he brings you to another place where you're not comfortable at. And you're still seeking him and you're still, oh, Lord, here we go again. But you're going to find out that as you seek him and as you reach out for him, the text gives us a helpful holy hint. It really sets us up to shout because the truth of the matter, it says that we're going to find him, but not beyond that just in itself. But the word says something else that I think you need to see. It says, though he be not far from every one of us. Though he be not far from every one of us, though he be not far from every one of us. And what does that say? You don't have to be the pastor, the deacon. You don't have to be the treasurer. You don't have to be the teacher. You don't have to be the choir member. You don't have to be nobody in position. You just have to be a born again child of God, and he is as close to you as he is to me. To every one of us. Listen at this. The only way you don't find him is if you don't seek him. And you might say, well, I sought the Lord. Well, my question to you is, did you find him? And you say, well, no, I didn't find him. Well, then you didn't really seek him. You looked for him. Y'all catch that on your way going back home. Seeking connected with it was finding. Seeking is always incomplete until it finds what it has sought after. And I'm trying to tell you, if you're seeking after God, you have to do that to get in. But once you get in, you got to seek where he is to find him. And once he brings you to the place of comfort on one level, and then he prepares you to go to another level, it continuously happens over and over again so that you do not become comfortable with where you are in Christ. Now, the reason why folk can't celebrate is because they've become too comfortable on an elementary level. You know, if you talk about, I mean, math or English or science or any other subject on an elementary level and you far surpass that, it doesn't excite you. That does not challenge you, that will not change you, or that does not charge you, does not move you. And so a whole lot of you have been hailed to another place in the Lord so that you can seek him, find him, and know that he's not far. Why, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Look at the word, verse 28. For in him, somebody say in him. Now that's relationship. That's relationship. In him. That means that this does not happen for those who are not born again. In him qualifies the believer only for this truth. It says, we live. Now, Jesus already told the disciples, I live, and because I live, you also shall live. Now remember, everything that is held up by his word. Now listen to this. The word says, for in him we live. That's the first thing, we have life. And I'm not talking about natural life. I'm talking about spiritual life. I'm talking about the essence of what real life is made of. I'm talking about life as is in Jesus Christ. Now here's what you've got to know, because if we are in him, then that means that we are made of the substance of him. Listen to me well. If we live in him, then that means what is of him is in and of us. Keep the picture going now. If we are in him, the powers that he possess, we possess also. If we are in him, the record is that he is heir of all things. If he is heir of all things, and we are joint heirs, connected with him on equal terms, then that means whatever Jesus has, I got it also. Oh, somebody's not hearing me here. So in him I live. And listen at this, because when we think about live, we think about it most times at the debased sense of understanding, at the pseudo-layer. And that's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about the mechanics of life, not the functions of life, breathing and going through the motions. That's the baser end of life. He's not talking about the mechanics of life. He's talking about the dynamics of life. He's talking about being so glad you're alive that life just flows through you and you're excited about the goodness and expectation and the miracles of the Lord. You get up every morning and you're excited because you don't know what's going to happen. But whatever's going to happen, it's all right, because he's promised you that all things shall work together for good for those that love him, for those who are the called. You don't care what the devil throws your way. God's got this thing fixed. You don't get upset because of what you're going through, because of you. He looks at you, you look at him, and he reminds you you're going through to get to. And you'll never get to what you're going to unless you go through what you're going through. Why is this happening to me? Because you're going somewhere. I heard somebody say the Lord don't waste his trials and tribulations on nobody who ain't going nowhere. If you're going through somebody right about going through something, somebody right now ought to shout, because you're going to something. If the devil been messing with your mind, messing with your spirit, messing with your heart, messing with your finances, messing with your family, you need to get excited, because God's getting ready to take you to. I understand what David said when he said, yay, though I walk through the valley, I'm on my way somewhere. Oh, bless his name. Sit down in the dome. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm going to something. Touch the other one, tell him, I'm going to something. Or just say to yourself, self, I'm going to something. I'm sick and tired of nothing and nowhere. And if I got to go through to get to it, it's all right. Oh, bless his holy name with me. So listen again, listen. For in him we live. The devil wants to keep your mind on your frustrations, on your faults, on your failures, on your fractures. While the Lord wants you to keep your eyes on him. In him is everything that you need. In him. And the devil is trying to pull you out of him, away from him, so that you cannot live. I got news for you, that you live even when stuff around you is dead. I'm trying to tell you, when you are called to life, you can be in the midst of a graveyard situation. And when God calls you, when the Lord calls your name, listen, even if you are amongst dead folk, you don't act dead. And you can't participate with the dead. And sooner or later, you're going to be released from the dead. If you don't believe me, just read John where he called Lazarus. And I got news for you. There is a place where they lock dead folk in so that dead folk can't come out. Ah, y'all getting quiet. And not too many living folk want to go in. But Jesus told them, remove the stone away. Now, he didn't put his hands on the stone because the Lord ain't into locking and blocking you in and limiting you. That's always a condition of man or circumstances. So since he didn't block them in, he told those who did, get the stone out the way.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Make you down inside. He will make you. somebody right here have called on the Lord like I did. Until they just stayed right there and called until you got hooked. Anybody been hooked on Jesus? Won't you come on, put your hand together. Listen to me if you please. It ain't no high like a Holy Ghost high. You need to try sometime. No, 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 it ain't no high like a Holy Ghost high. You need to try sometime. You need to get hooked on a high that will never let you down. Can I say it again? It ain't no Jesus. Come on, give God the praise. Come on, give God the praise. Hallelujah.
You can't hide.
Well, my mind.